much by the depth of her perspective that it's so much not about a 15-year-old, but more about a woman in later life thinking about herself at 15 and sort of the distance actually is, to me, so much more of the focus of the book than the actual events that happen when she's a teenager. So I think that's enough from me. And someone else should say something now.
Well, the first time I read it, I actually don't remember. It was in the 80s. It was published in 84 in France and 85 in America. And I remember the book jacket because it was done by Louis Feely, and it was a very nice script. And I think I waited to pick it up when I was in Paris because I remember reading Marguerite Duras much before that. I'm really, really old. So my vivid memories are reading her and her books when I was like 15 and 16 in Paris because I liked pretty much all of the writers that were part of that group of Le Nouveau Roman. But what I was really smitten by was everything that was happening at that time. But certainly Le Nouveau Roman was Nathalie Sarraute, Michel Butor, Claude Simon, Alain Robbe-Grillet. And all of those books were really exciting to me. Marguerite Duras was older than a lot of the other writers, and I love the Ravissement de Lord Steyn, you know, other books that she had written. I wasn't that taken by Hiroshima Mon Amour, which was her claim to fame, but I was really surprised years afterwards when I was in America that she became so well known and so well read with that book, with L'Amant. And what has been fantastic ever since is to see the evolution. She is somebody, like a lot of those other writers, that was intent on reinventing what novels could be and what memoirs could be and what can a narrative could be. And she reinvented herself so many times that it's a delight to be here so many years later with writers that are somehow finding something in her books that could still be so relevant and that it can reach so far.
I also don't remember the first time I read the book. I'm not sure. I mean, the first time I knew of The Lover was when I went to see the movie. And largely I went to see the movie hoping for nudity. And so I don't know whether my memories of the movie are confused with when I read it either for the first time or again last week. And when I began reading it again last week, I found myself challenged by the book in that it wasn't what I would... For me, you know, much of my... I've written a book that is sort of a memoir, remembering... or a book that draws heavily from my own life. And I've had experiences that are very similar to the experiences of Marguerite Duras. I, for example, when I was 15, began going out with a much older woman. And so for me, I was very curious to read it to see how she processed these things and how she was using them. And I found myself regularly feeling that she was... I found the sentences challenging. That is...